Hub. This is Shelley. How can I help you?
Hi, Shelley. Is Nicole available?
She is actually cooking right now. Can I take a message for her?
Sure, sure. Could you please let her know that Zach, Z-A-C-H, from Bank of Cardiff, was just following up on, it looks like she had filled out an application with us. I just wanted to follow up. I had a couple questions for her.
Okay. Hold on 1 second, and let me just see if she wants to take, because, you know, she's cooking, but let me ask real quick.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. All right, hold on 1 second.
Okay.
This is Nikki. Can I help you?
Hi, Nikki. This is Zach with Bank of Cardiff. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I actually just received the online application, and I'm not sure if this is a good time to talk. I just had a couple questions for you. I know that you're cooking. Did you? Can I maybe call you back at another time, or do you have a couple minutes to talk now?
I was actually going to see if you would mind speaking with my husband. He handles
sure.
all the financials and accounting for me.
Sure.
So, and he's wandering around here. Let me just track him down. Here he is.
Okay.
And his name's Steven.
Steven. Okay. Excellent.
All right. Thanks, Zach.
You're welcome.
This is Steve. May I help you?
Hey, Steve. This is Zach with Bank of Cardiff. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I was just speaking with Nikki, and I wanted to follow up. Had received the online application. Just wanted to see if there's yet a couple minutes to talk right now. Just had some questions real quickly for you.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Excellent. So I was just so what are you guys looking to do? Just kind of a cash infusion? Are you guys expanding?
Yeah,
or
we recently. Well, it's a long story, but my Nikki was diagnosed with MS about a year ago, and
okay.
we had two restaurants, two different, completely different concepts, completely different companies. And it just became too much for us. So we sold one about a month ago, but we sold it for a fairly significant loss just to get out of it. So
okay.
We've kind of run into a little tight cash crunch.
Okay.
We're trying to just get a little bit cleared up, a little bit. And we have a few things we need to get here, a few things we need to purchase.
Okay.
Get ready for the winter. So
looking for a little bit of breathing room and, you know, some additional operational capital, kind of.
Right.
Is that what it's
basically,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, excellent. Was there a specific dollar amount in mind that you were looking for that could, you know, help you out in the short term here?
We were looking for around 50.
50.
Okay. 50,000 if we could.
Sure. Sure. So let me go back a couple steps here. And are you familiar with working capital loans at all? Have you ever heard of those or taken one out for the business or either business?
Not really.
Okay. So the way that these work is we're able to help business owners unlock 10 to 15% of their sales from the year previous.
Okay.
So would you happen to know ballpark what you guys did in sales last year?
Yeah, we did 691,000.
Okay. So, you know, just based upon that, we could probably get you upwards of, you know, 75 to 80,000 if you needed it.
Okay.
But we could definitely get you that sounds like that 50 that you're looking for.
Okay.
You know, And it's a pretty simple process as well. You know, one-page application. We would want to look at 6 months business bank statements just to verify cash flow. First two pages of most recent tax return to verify your sales from the year previous. And if you did have any current you know, business loans, anything that would affect cash flow, things of that nature, we'd like to take a look at that as well. And that would give us you know, the best snapshot of your business that possible, so we can make an offer that would be beneficial and not create a burden on you, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a very simple process. What would be a good email address? I could shoot you out our application and then the list of the other documentation that we would require.
It's just the Bad Apple Pub.
The Bad Apple. I like that name.
People always forget the Bad Apple Pub.
Okay.
@gmail.com.
@gmail.
Yep.
How's business going for you guys?
It's good. It's good. We're going to exceed last year pretty good. So we just ran into this with. I mean, it's been a little tough with my wife, who's we're true partners and we're true working owners, and
okay.
You got, you know, the MS is getting worse, so we're just
yeah.
kind of trying to get ourselves back to where we
yeah.
can. I'm hoping I can get to where I can run it without her. That's what I'm trying to get to. So
I understand. Hey, and I'm so sorry to hear that as well.
Fine. So it's you know what? God only does what you can handle.
True. I agree with that 100%. I agree with that 100%. And I would imagine that you guys would be picking up here in the wintertime with college football coming up and
football. Yeah, we do huge high state parties. We're about an hour north of Columbus.
Okay.
And we probably have the biggest get together for high state games north of Columbus, actually. So
do those get pretty rowdy when they play Michigan?
We actually have to. We have a patio that seats about 100, and this year we're trying to figure out a way to cover it. So we can fit the extra people for the Ohio State Michigan game.
Yeah,
this year we're hoping they're both undefeated. So,
yeah, that would be amazing. It's funny. I had a previous company I worked for. My boss was a big time Ohio State fan, and he was telling me stories that you'd have to rent a car from that state because if you came over to Michigan in an Ohio car, that they would vandalize your vehicle, and vice versa. Like, gets pretty heated.
I graduated from Ohio State, and I went to one Ohio State Michigan game at Ohio State, and this was in 1994.
Uh-huh.
And me and some buddies of mine drove up, and we parked. It was about 8 Ohio State cars in a row. The game was over. All 4 tires and all 8 cars were slashed.
Holy cow. First and last game.
Only because they have Ohio plates.
Yeah, that's what he was saying. They'd stop at the border, rent a car from either Michigan or Ohio, and then that way you're safe.
I've never went back to a game there again.
Unbelievable. But, yeah, sorry to get off topic there. I just get excited about football.
That's all right.
But yeah, you know, Steve, I'll shoot this information over to you in about 10 minutes, and then, you know, as quickly as you can get it back to me, as quickly I'll start going to work for you. It's a pretty quick...
sounds good.
Yeah, so once I receive the information, I'll process everything for underwriting. It takes typically 24 to 36 hours to have an offer. If you like what we have to say, we can have funds wired into your account in about another 48 hours. So it goes pretty quickly.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, Steve. And then my direct dial will be on that email as well. So any questions, you can reach me directly. I'd be more than happy to help you out.
Okay, I appreciate it. Your name is Zach, right?
Yes. And
Thanks, Zach.
All right, you're welcome, Steve.
All right, bye-bye. Bye.